Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode, solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I'm your host, Nate the Great, and I haven't done one for a little bit just because, you know, everything that's been going on, all this madness, craziness. But today's topic, I really want to discuss what one of the most important things to do to remain happy. Okay, I'm going to repeat it again. This technique, and you've heard it plenty of times, trust me, but you just haven't taken it serious yet. If you have, great news. That's good. Okay. But this technique is literally going to lead you to fulfilled happiness. It can be for the rest of your life. You know, this isn't something that's going to be short term. But the main thing that you have to promise me is you have to say, Nate, I'm going to do it every single day. And I'm going to stay consistent with it as well. Because I realize if I'm inconsistent with something, it doesn't become a habit, right? You know, they say like 21 days it takes for something to become a habit. You know, somebody wants to read a book. Well, guess what? Read a book for 21 days. And then I guarantee you after 21 days, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months go by, you're still reading the book, right? So the thing that I want to talk about today, and I'll kind of just jump right into it. I don't want to make this too long. The number one thing that can make you happy and for you to stay happy is prayer. I said that. Prayer. The power of prayer. And for those that are listening, you might not be, Nate, man, here we go with the biblical terms, okay? Prayer isn't always biblical, okay? Prayer can be you talking just to yourself, right? But if you want to attach something and you want to make it super powerful, right? Because prayer is normally a chat with God, right? It's you taking that time, you yourself, and the man up above. Maybe you don't believe in that. Maybe you believe that it's a universal thing, right? It's energy, right? Everything's energy. I believe in that as well, right? So whenever you talk, you're talking to the universe, and the universe will give you what you're talking about, okay? Maybe you don't believe in that. Maybe you don't believe in any of the things I just said. Then I encourage you to just talk to yourself. Right? Have a simple moment, even if it's for like 10 seconds in the day, right? I'll give you an example. Man, I'm just so happy I woke up today. I look forward to really conquering the day and, you know, making it happen. Something simple like that, right? Now, if somebody's more so biblical and spiritual, you know, they'll take a few minutes, right? They'll say something like, man, God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me another day. I'm so blessed to have this roof over my head. I'm so blessed to knock out these calls that I have scheduled today with clients. And, you know, I can't wait to go to work. You know, I'm excited and just please be with my family. Please, you know, like that right there, that's more so of like the biblical God prayer. Okay. Universal, it could be something like, universe, thank you so much for giving me air in my lungs, the oxygen I need to breathe. Thank you so much for giving me another day to really make an impact in this world. Because I realize the more positive and the more good that I put out, you are going to return the favor to me, right? Something like that. So those are basically like the three ways you can go about it. But the reason why the power of prayer, okay, let me say it again. The power of prayer is so crucial to one's happiness is because if you're not in it within the spiritual realm, right? In that other realm, if you're not in it beyond the consciousness, beyond this, you know, materialistic physical world, it's I'm not saying it's impossible, okay? Nothing's impossible, but I'm saying it's very difficult to be super fulfilled in your life. You see a lot of Hollywood actors, a lot of entertainers that, you know, they're popping pills all the time. And again, you know, bless their heart, they do what they need to do, but they're struggling. A lot of them are struggling. And they don't have this down pat, right? They don't have it where they feel as if praying is something that can bring them tons of, you know, joy and happiness. That's why they puff on a blunt and, you know, drink their life away. You know, it's like poison to them. And again, you know, I have a drink every now and again. I like to drink casually and stuff, especially if I'm with a friend or a client or something. But the power of prayer is so strong because you are connected to a higher power. Personally, myself, I'm a firm believer that, you know, the higher power is something that we all need to be connected to, because you really get a chance to have that time, whether it's with the universe, whether it's with God, or, you know, whatever it is that you believe. Because we live in a world where there's so many noise, there's so much noise, there's so much distractions. Whenever you get that time to have that talk with God or talk with the universe, that is special. So whenever you pray, you're basically, yeah, some people might be like, well, yeah, but I'm just talking to myself. But it's like, that's powerful, because you're stating things that you want to, you know, to go right throughout the day. You know, like, I'll count my blessings every single day. I'm so grateful for my failures as well. That's the thing. Be grateful for the things that you've been through. Maybe you come from abuse. Maybe you were abused as a child. Be grateful for it. Nate, how can you be grateful for being a... Because that's your story, and that's who you are. Nobody has your story besides you. End of story. You know? You need to own up to who you are, because some of you who are listening might have been through some trauma, or, you know, you might not necessarily feel good about how you were brought up, or maybe you did a crime, or, you know, you're in prison or something, and you feel like, oh, I'm not even worthy about it. I encourage you, take, you know, 20, 30 seconds. I mean, if you want to go longer, take a few minutes and talk to God, talk to the universe, okay? And just ask it of something. But most importantly, before you ask, make sure you give, right? Make sure you give, meaning you're grateful. You're grateful for where you're at. I don't care if you're locked up in a cell right now. If you're in a cell, be grateful that you have a roof over your head. You still are, you know, able to have food. Maybe you don't have food, okay? Maybe you're out in the streets. Maybe, you're homeless and you're listening to this. If you are, be grateful that you're still alive, right? Maybe you're like, well, Nate, but I don't want to be alive. I'm just out on the streets, like, doing nothing. Like, I don't have any hope. Well, if you're in that situation, this is exactly what I'm talking about. The next step, if you're at rock bottom, is you need to have a belief in something. Because if you have a belief in something, then your life will truly change for the better. Is it going to be instant? I don't know. Will it be a few days? Maybe. Will it be a week? Who knows? Maybe. But the thing is, whenever you believe something powerful, and there is a higher power, and you truly believe that, like, it's literally in your DNA, I'm a firm believer that you can do anything in this world. Whether that's you finding your dream girl, starting the business that you've always wanted to start. You know, me personally, I've always wanted to manage a music artist, right? This one particular music artist. And it happened. Like, the universe gave me that. God said, okay, Nate, here it is. This is your opportunity. And I could go on and on and on. And that's because I believe in this. I believe in the higher power. I believe in prayer. I pray every single day. If you want a great app to download, you know, and maybe you feel a little bit uncomfortable praying on your own, but if you want, like, a guided prayer, I recommend downloading this app. It's called Church Home. Okay. CHURCHOME. So church and then home. That's all in one word. And then they have really great prayers every single day. And you can actually customize it to why you want to get more spiritual or in tune with yourself. You know, I'm not really here to talk about meditation. Meditation is something completely different. Does that work? Absolutely. That's something for a whole nother episode, because I know plenty of ways to talk about just how that can really benefit your life. But the main thing and the main point I want you to walk away just by listening to this is pray more, okay? And when you pray, count your blessings first, and don't be afraid to ask, okay? Because if you don't ask, what are you expecting? What do you want? Like, and maybe you don't know what to ask. So I encourage you, identify your wants. You know, maybe you want to have a certain role within your job, right? Maybe you're an associate and you want to be a manager, okay? Well, guess what? What I would say is, I'd be like, God, I really want to be a manager so bad. Being a manager would allow me to, you know, feel as if I'm more in control and able to give people leadership skills. I'm able to work more efficiently. It helps me with the higher pay. You know, be honest about it. Don't hide and ask. An ask is never too big. Remember that. And you can never ask too big either. If you're asking, hey, I want to be a millionaire. Maybe right now you might not even be making $100,000 a year. But guess what? You're asking for it. And the more that you ask for that, you're going to surround yourself with things that align with that accordingly. And the funny part is it's going to be happening, you know, to you without you really even realizing it. Again, you can never connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect the dots moving backwards. So for somebody to be truly happy, the power of prayer, that right there is absolutely by far the most effective way to live a happy life. If you have negative thoughts that come in, take a moment. With each negative thought that comes in, take a moment. And I want you to think about your computer. You know how your computer has that little recycle bin, that little trash thing? And every time you recycle or to throw it out, it goes, right? Think about that. Each negative thought, you know, you might be thinking, oh, I'm not good enough to do that, or I'm nervous. Okay, you said I'm not good enough, in the trash, right? I'm nervous. I don't know if I can ask her out, right? Change that. Change your mind. Your thoughts run your life. Your thoughts run your life. Your thoughts run your life. I wanted to say that three times because that is absolutely true. You are in the position that you are based upon your thought pattern thinking. It's not about how you were brought up. It's not about that at all. No, 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 no. If you really think the way that you got brought up defines if you're going to be a success or if you're not going to be a success, right? That's completely false. You, meaning your thoughts, that is what guides you through your life. So if you think positive thoughts all the time, you're going to have a ton of positive things happen. But if you think negative thoughts, then it's always going to be negative. It's so easy, ladies and gentlemen, to think negative. It's so easy because it's like negativity is basically your comfort zone. Positivity, that's more so your uncomfort zone because it actually takes effort to be positive. It doesn't take any effort to be negative. It takes a ton of effort. I don't know if I want to say a ton, but it takes effort to be positive because we live in a very negative world. We have news that tries and talks about all this negativity, all the anchors and stuff. I mean, they look miserable. Good Lord. I mean, that's controlled. That's another conversation, right? Pretty much everything in this world is controlled. So with that in mind, you have to understand to not be controlled, you have to control your mind. You have to control your thoughts. What makes you happy? Okay? I encourage every single one of you that is listening to pray. Pray more. Okay? Pray more, pray more, pray more. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. If you haven't yet, I appreciate every single one of you who share this. You know, tag at Nate the Great on Instagram. I will repost every single one of you guys. It really means a lot. And then if you haven't left a 5-star review yet on iTunes, that would really mean the world to me. I do this because I love to do it, right? I'm truly passionate about dropping value and, of course, interviewing people that have gotten really far in their lives, right? That's a common trend that you'll see. So anyways, share this with a friend, and I'm more than happy to hear different topic discussions that you would like me to have and really discuss. But until next time, thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at Nate the Great. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.